Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. In the studio with me this morning, I have Carrie Sagel and Mary Wegner from the illustrious Sitka School District. Thank you, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
So you are in here to talk about more than just teachers and students. We're talking about a whole community
initiative.
So what is it that we have going on?
It is the Leave Your Print Challenge. Going on now until February 2nd. It's an online challenge to gather ideas to help the school district answer this question. What positive ideas can the Sitka School District implement to better serve students and families?
Awesome.
So the Leave Your Print Challenge.
Awesome. So this is pretty unique in that you're asking more than just the teachers and the students and the parents. This is the whole community.
Correct.
So if you have kids or not, what do you want to see in the school district?
Exactly. We really felt that our previous models of strategic planning didn't really hit all of the voices in the community. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to do that. So we looked for other strategic planning models, and we found the Innovate K-12 organization, which is a group of 30 school districts, mostly from Minnesota, because it started in Minnetonka, mm-hmm. Minnesota, 8 years ago, who are also interested in really getting a lot of voices in their strategic planning process. So we just support each other in our own individual work.
Wonderful. So it bounced ideas back and forth of like how to incorporate more voices in
exactly.
the community.
Exactly.
So how does one go about putting in their ideas? I'm assuming it's more than just like show up to this strategic planning meeting.
Yeah, there actually isn't a strategic planning
Even
meeting.
Better.
We're having a strategic planning season.
Ooh, okay.
So the two ways to get to the challenge is keep your eyes open around town for flyers, for stickers on pizza boxes, for postings on Facebook, and there's mm-hmm. going to be a QR code that you can point your camera at and follow the prompt.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is you can go to the site, and we made a tiny URL, a shorter way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's tinyurl.com/SitkaPrint.
Perfect.
And that's the way you get there. When you get there, you're going to be asked to log in, a very simple login,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll be asked to post your idea. Once you post your idea, you can comment on other ideas, you can rate other ideas, and you can just get an idea of what everybody in Sitka has going on in their mind about the Sitka School District.
Yeah, and you were saying you're looking for positive ideas. Are we talking,
right.
like, what kind of scale are you looking for?
We are looking for the tiniest idea to a world-shattering idea. So a small idea might be something like, the Sitka School District really should be serving Philippine food once a month in its school lunch program.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fairly small idea, possible to implement. A huge idea, I'm going to throw it back at Mary. What would a huge idea be, Mary?
Well, we could have perhaps community centers in our school where we partner with Search and they maybe provide some dental and healthcare in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
We can provide some work with the university to provide some GED tutoring and really make sure that the basic needs of students are met so that they're ready for learning.
Wonderful.
This is something that I've seen other school districts around the country do, and it's been hugely successful in helping students be ready to learn.
That's a really amazing opportunity that Sitka has, and this is for the Sitka School District. So this is Baranof, Kiku Shaheen, Blatchley, Sitka High, and Pacific High?
And Reach. Homeschool.
Oh,
and Wuchin is also under the umbrella
okay.
of the school district.
Cool. So any idea, great or small, to implement in any of those different institutions of learning.
And also think about the partners of the
okay.
school district. You know, UAS, Mount Edgecombe,
mm-hmm.
The Science Center. How can those partners work to be part of the school district's strategic plan?
Wonderful.
So what we'll do, and we won't know what the ideas are to know what
mm-hmm.
we'll end up with in the end. We launched it on Monday, and we already had 52 ideas as of yesterday.
Wonderful. In 2 days.
In
well,
2 days.
We're on day three.
Yeah.
52 ideas, 463 ratings, 17 comments, and 198 views. And we have ideas. Clearly, playground updates are circulating in people's minds, but we
mm-hmm.
have had some ideas about community gardens, more chances to earn professional certificates like
mm.
Cisco networking. So the ideas are a great range of
yeah.
ideas.
So some ideas might be very easy to implement, mm-hmm. and we can just say, great, thanks for the idea, boom, let's implement it right away. But we're really hoping to come out with one, maybe two, depending on how big the ideas are.
Yeah.
At the end, based on the popular voting and where people are really resonating and landing as where we should be going in the next 5 years. And then we'll work through the human-centered design process to really take that idea and evolve it into a strategic plan.
Excellent. So what is the window of the commenting window? How long can people, either through QR codes or through the tiny URL, how long do they have to put in comments?
Sure. And we also will have at each school in the district office an iPad station and paper form set up. And the libraries at the Kettleson, at the Sitka Public Library have a bookmark to the tiny URL.
Wonderful.
So our idea phase runs from Monday the 6th through February 2nd.
Okay.
And then we have just a week of commenting and rating those ideas on a four-paw scale.
Four-paw scale. I love it.
Leave your print. And that lasts for a week, so February 3rd through the 9th. Then we start pairwise voting.
What happens there is the program, the Innovate K-12 program, just takes two ideas and pairs them up and asks you which idea you prefer. Mm-hmm. So in a short space of 3 minutes, you can make 20, 30, 40 choices about which idea. And it helps the program kind of bubble up the top ideas.
Okay. Yeah. It's because it's not necessarily likewise different or likewise ideas. It's really random, like this or that.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're randomly put together.
Your first reaction. Mm-hmm. So that'll, yeah, okay. So it'll be kind of, yeah, percolating to the top. What ones seem to be the most important or the most
And we
value.
Will have some public opportunities for people to take a break before they go into the shopping center, the grocery store, sit down, have a brownie, and do 3 minutes of pairwise voting.
Awesome.
So even if they didn't have a chance to enter an idea, they can help us decide what's most important.
Yeah. So this pairwise voting is going to happen for that for a week, for February 3rd
it actually
through
happens
the 9th.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's February 10th through the 23rd.
Okay.
It's the just looking at the comments.
Got it. The comment period is the week, and then this pairwise voting is going to be in front of the grocery stores. Is there going to be other times
We're
or places?
Working on a few other opportunities wherever people gather, especially I think young people. It might be our chance to hear for the last time from young people on the ideas. We're going to be there just giving people the chance to do something that's actually kind of fun.
Yeah. It's fun. You don't have to, not any deep-seated, existential questions that you need to ponder. It's just this or that.
Which one helps us better answer our question?
That's pretty
We'd
awesome.
We'd like to thank Pizza Express and Mean Queen because they are the ones who are going to be putting stickers on their pizza boxes.
That's awesome.
Starting on Monday. So if you're looking to participate in this, you could order pizza and the QR code will come to you.
Oh, that's like two good things in one. And if anyone has not used a QR code, they're pretty easy. It's usually just on your smartphone, open up your camera and as if you're going to take a picture of the QR code, and it usually just...
Correct.
Do you want to follow this link? So it doesn't require any new apps or anything. It's
correct.
Pretty straightforward. Awesome.
Correct.
So do you have how do I want to word this? Let's scratch this. How about this? So if there's... if people are looking at comments or looking at different ideas, if they see... Oh, my ideas has already been posted. Is it something that you would encourage people to still submit that same comment to kind of show that, no, there's a lot of people? Or would it be more valuable to comment and say, yep, I second
they
this?
They could do both.
Okay.
At some point, too many of the same idea isn't additional information.
Mm-hmm.
And what they could do is pick an idea that they like, and there's an opportunity to help shape that idea. And you can even communicate with the creator of the idea and follow the idea to kind of, show your support of that. But there's no right answer there.
Okay.
During the idea phase, you can still comment and rate with your four-paw rating.
Awesome.
And so we hope that the people who submit ideas will be willing to evolve their idea throughout the month-long idea process. And then the comment process for a week is just to kind of review and look at what...
Yeah, not adding new ingredients into the pot.
That's right. And if somebody has an idea, but they don't really want to own it, you can contact the district office or or fill out a paper form, mm-hmm. and we'll make sure that there's a champion for your idea.
Awesome.
We care about the ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can see where some people are like, I don't want to maybe put my name on this because you might have some judgment associated with it. It's most important to at least have ideas be heard.
Correct.
I think that's really cool that the way or place by which you're entering in these ideas, it's not just a, you know, drop it in and there it goes. You can still have continuing conversations and comments about it.
Yeah, that's the point of it all.
Really,
yeah.
Cool.
That's
really
cool. Maybe Mary could answer this question. There is going to be an opportunity for the public to show up at the Sitka Public Library, and I can't see which date that is.
That is Thursday, the 16th of January from 6 to 7 p.m.
Wonderful.
We'll have iPads there, and we'll also have paper forms. And if you have just questions, we'll answer questions. So if you have no technology at home or don't want to use your smartphone to do this, come to the library on that
date. Covered. Wonderful. So that's the 16th?
The 16th, Thursday the 16th.
From 6 to 7 at the Sitka Public Library.
Yep.
But in the meantime, we'll have the QR codes on the pizza boxes starting next week, and then that tiny URL, which was what? tinyurl.com/SitkaPrint.
Correct.
Exactly.
Awesome. And we'll also be at the Rotary and the Chamber. We'll be at the Chamber today. And
excellent. Making the rounds.
Making the rounds.
Wonderful. So, yeah, so this is any positive ideas, large to small, for the Sitka School District.
To help us set our strategic direction.
Perfect. Yep. Everyone in the community. This is, exactly. It's the Sitka School District, so it's the Sitka community putting in their 2 cents.
Yeah, and wonderful. The other school districts who do this, most of them focus on staff, some mm-hmm. on students. We're one of the first to do this whole community-wide, and we're doing it as our first launch, so it's a bit interesting, but it's very exciting.
That is exciting. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning, and hopefully by even the end of today, we'll have doubled the number of
wonderful
ideas and comments. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks again, and just to reiterate, go to tinyurl.com/SitkaPrint to pitch in your ideas for the Sitka School District. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
You.